Hello and thanks for joining us. This is CA's ongoing series on service availability. I'm Lou Burton, and in this chapter, the subject is Measuring Voice over IP's Effect on Network Performance. Joining us is Susan Anderson, CA's Product Marketing Director for Voice Management Solutions. Susan, first off, why is it important for organizations, even those organizations that manage data networks as a critical resource, to undertake a voice over IP assessment?
The number one reason is to ensure that your internal and external customers are hearing the same level of voice quality that they get today in their existing phone system. I think that's most important. From a network manager standpoint, you want to make sure that when you're going to embark on a pilot or you're doing a greenfield location of IP telephony or voice over IP, you want to do this network assessment to ensure that you have enough bandwidth, that you can make sure that you don't have other applications that are going to take more bandwidth. You just ensure that there's enough capacity to handle this voice traffic.
Looking outside the boundaries of the individual enterprise, are there reasons why an assessment is a necessary step?
Vendors are going to require this. Avaya, Nortel, Cisco, Alcatel, whoever you decide to go with, is going to require you to do a network assessment because part of their assurance that their technology is working properly is to make sure that it's going to work properly in your environment.
Susan, what sorts of functionality do assessment and management tools need to provide?
Well, the tools need to be able to detect things like latency, jitter, and packet loss. And basically what that means is you want to ensure that the user hears the voice crisply. They don't get this conversation where I'm talking and then you don't hear me for a few minutes, or there's some really bad quality, I guess, just to be generic about it. And so you want to have tools that are going to detect at least those three things. The other thing that's important in terms of these tools is to make sure that you're using these tools, you're doing your tests when there's other traffic on the network. So if you decide to run your assessment tests at 2 in the morning, that's not really what's going on during the day when most people are talking. So in order to really ensure and catch these different kinds of problems that are related to jitter or latency or packet loss because there's too much traffic, you have to run these tests during the day.
At the end of the day, Susan, it's end-to-end voice quality that carries the day. What do transitioning voice over IP customers absolutely need to look into?
You want to look at this from one particular location to another. So when you do your testing, if you're putting in a pilot, for example, you want to be doing your testing from maybe the main office to that pilot location. If, for example, all your calls come into the main location and then they're going to go out to this remote office, this sales office or branch office, you want to have that testing done through that entire portion of the network, again, to just ensure that you're going to catch any of these different problems.
As enterprises begin to transition to voice over IP, Susan, what elements require particular attention?
Enterprises looking to manage this transition can take into account a couple of things. I think, first of all, they want to look at how can they complement their existing tool set. So, for example, many organizations are using today performance management, network performance management tools, network fault management tools. They want to get additional tools that are going to help them add value to what they already have. So, for example, I'm going to look for tools that are going to do active testing, and I'm going to look at tools that are going to do passive testing. These are the kinds of tools that will help me do an assessment in the beginning. So, for example, active testing is going to push traffic across the network, and I'm going to be able to get back a score called a mean opinion score that's going to tell me if I have the right level of quality. I'm going to look at passive tools or use passive tools as I go through this transition because passive tools are going to monitor what's going on, sort of listen there, capture information, and then when there is a problem, you have that record of that call, so to speak, so you can see and go back and trace where that problem was.
Susan, CA has amassed particular expertise in the field. What helps most?
CA has a solution for managing voice on the network, and our solution comprises three different tools that help from a baselining of your network, the data network, as well as your existing voice network. So understand what's going on today, what is the capacity of your existing voice network, what is the capacity of your existing data network, doing that assessment on the data network to understand if I'm going to need additional bandwidth, do I have to upgrade my hardware that's in my network, and then using those tools as a complement to existing tools that you already have. Or if you're not happy with your existing fault management tool, for example, we have a product in our portfolio that is integrated in with our tools managing voice over IP.
As we close, Susan, what's your best advice to the growing body of organizations making the move to voice over IP?
The network assessment piece of this is very critical and can actually be started and should be started as soon as the enterprise is thinking about moving to voice over IP. Because clearly if you have to upgrade, whether it's additional hardware, if you need new capacity, you know, this is types of things that you want to make sure you have budgeted for. So you want to make sure that you're doing this assessment, again, as soon as you're interested in moving to voice over IP. I think the second most important point is don't just consider that you do this assessment once. It's important to look for tools that are going to help you as you migrate through the transition to IP telephony and voice over IP, and you need to get tools that are going to complement your existing network fault and performance tool set that will help you through this transition.
With thanks to Susan Anderson, CA's Product Marketing Director for Voice Management Solutions, and thanks to you, our hopes that you'll join us again for the next installments in CA's Service Availability Podcast Series. I'm Lou Burton.